different with it all is Steve Wilkes' defense compared to what Sean ran there?
It's pretty similar. There have been a couple things that small nuances in coverages and tendencies in coverages that are maybe just slightly different. Yeah, the third down success has been good. Attribute that to a lot of factors. There's a lot of things that go into the success of that. I think it starts with the players. It starts with them making plays. It starts with them executing, doing the little things right. It starts with protection calls, communication up front, and then just executing the technique, the fundamentals and technique that it takes. Goes into the routes and how you run the route. And then it just goes into players making plays, whether it's Carson extending a play or making a great throw or receiver running a great route, making a great catch. As we all talked about last week, an offensive lineman making a great pickup. We talk about playmaking on all those levels, even for the guys up front.
Frank, you guys have personnel down by the goal line. What are some of the advantages of having three tight ends?
We like to mix it up down there and use 13 personnel, 11 personnel, but sometimes in 13 personnel, because you can't stretch the field down there, the lack of having four guys on the outside doesn't really show up because you really can't use that down there. So sometimes a bigger body gives you certain advantages. But we like to keep guys guessing in that regard.
Frank, you're commanded at the line of scrimmage in terms of getting you guys in the right looks. Who does he remind you of, or is there anyone he reminds you of that you've coached or played with?
Well, there's no doubt that he, from the time that when we all started evaluating Carson, even in college, when we all went down there as a group to evaluate him, you could tell he was acting like those guys who all of us guys, you know, Flip and Coach Peterson and how all of us who've been around a lot of great quarterbacks, he had those traits. He talked like it. He walked like it. I remember one of the things going there and him saying that, his coaches used to say that he had a lot of arguments with his offensive coordinator. That to me, I took that as a good thing because he knew what he wanted. He knew what was good. And we welcome that, and that's a good dynamic.
Does he have a lot of arguments with you?
I wouldn't call him arguments. You know, we're all stubborn. You know, we're coaches, players. You very confident in what you know and what you believe and what you want. And so we have good discussions, and we take a lot of input from Carson, like we do all of our players. Certainly from the quarterback position, there's a unique contribution, I think, that you can make and that he can make. But he's still – what we appreciate about him is that he's mature enough to understand there's a process.
Most freedom when you guys go tempo and allows him to use a hard count to get a defense to show, and then he can – is that when you give him more – freedom at the line on those plays?
That's pretty typical when you go tempo, whether coach is calling the play or whether he's in his take it mode. Obviously the take it mode has been talked about a little bit, and a little bit of freedom there, constrained freedom, but good freedom, and he has used it well, and certainly the tempo lends itself to that more so.
Frank, you can appreciate the quarterback play and throughout the league and stuff. Can you contrast a little bit the styles of the two quarterbacks in this game? It's kind of an interesting, dynamic.
I mean, you got two big, strong guys who are athletically at the tops of their position. You know, I mean, just can extend plays in ways that are rare at the position. Only a handful of guys. Carson at 6'5", 240, and Cam at 6'6", he's a big, strong guy. Both very athletic. That certainly, creates some dynamics that are tough for defenses to defend.
In terms of Big B, how is he better prepared this year than this time of year?
I think he's just more confident, knowing the calls, knowing the guys he's working with, knowing exactly what he's coached to do. He's had success against some good opponents and learned from his failures. I just think Big V has been playing more aggressive this year from training camp on. I just see an aggressiveness in his play that I like.
Frank, you guys have been using him as how you use Alshon Jeffrey in this offense, where you line him up, the routes, then what he was doing in Chicago?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part.
What's your difference in this offense and his role in it here than in his past with the Bears?
You know, I wouldn't be able to speak to all the nuances of what he did with the Bears. I just know how we see him, and we see Alshon as a guy who we can utilize in a lot of ways, who's a good matchup on almost any corner, and who can play inside and outside. And for a big man, just has great feet and runs great routes, and he's faster than you think. I mean, Alshon's pretty fast. I mean, there've been sometimes we watch the film and I'm watching receivers how fast they're at 10 yards, how fast they're at 15, and Alshon can go. So we still continue to look to build on his success and the plays that he's made and keep working.
In what you did see, did you at all see him play the slot with the Bears and in the limited film you may have watched with him?
There's probably a little bit more outside. I don't remember specifically how much slot it was.
He used V a lot as the extra tackle tight end. Is that out the window now, or can he use Isaac in a similar situation?
We pretty much have all of our offensive line ready to step into that role. Just depends by game plan how much of that we want to do, depending on certain things that they do schematically, certain personnel matchups, sometimes in coverage. You know, we're trying to do things where sometimes not to get into some of the details, but there's just certain different ways we like to use it. So that's why it's important those guys all know how to play that position.
How vocal has Carson been about gaining those liberties at the pre-snap, at the line of scrimmage? And has he something that he's been assertive about, and how has the process been of you guys?
Yeah, I mean, assertiveness isn't his issue at all. I mean, as far as he's got plenty of assertiveness, and you can tell it, you know, even just more in this year, he's not hesitating. You know, there've been one or two times where he just hasn't hesitated to make a call or make an adjustment, but it hasn't gotten out of control. That's what I like. I mean, it's been like a sharpshooter. You don't want to just, you know, all of a sudden you have one success in doing something like that. An immature young player would just start doing it at will. Carson has demonstrated control and restraint and not getting crazy with it and knowing when to pick his spots, and he's picked them well.
You hit a screen on Sunday, but for the most part they haven't been probably clicking the way you guys want. What have been some of the issues in those types of plays?
Yeah, you're right. We hit one big one and missed on one or two others. That's just the nature of screens. Again, we're going to keep running them every week. They're always going to be dialed up. We study them each week. We just have to execute on a more consistent basis. I like some of the plays we made on it, but just have to execute a little bit more consistently.
Brian, were you surprised at all that Barner fit in as seamlessly as he seemed to in the backfield this week?
Yeah, he did a great job. He stepped in and just had some juice, made a couple nice runs. The other nice thing is from a protection standpoint is he stepped right back in and picked up, because he knows our protection system, very important part of our offense. So that's to his credit.
You said last week that you weren't worried at all about Torrey Smith and everything. You know, to see him catch that, you know, touchdown at 159 yards, I mean, how big was that for him, and also as far as your confidence in him?
Yeah, it was great. It was a great route, too. I mean, I wish we could sit here and watch it. He did a great job. The corner was hanging inside. The corner had a lot of depth, and, you know, Torrey just has great speed, and he went, stayed vertical, didn't show his hand too quick. Great. And then at the right time, in the right way, crossed face on the corner. When a corner had inside leverage, beat it with speed. Carson made an unbelievable play, because really on that particular play, he was almost the last option, but because it was a third and short. But they played a coverage that Carson recognized, and knowing that you got Torrey out there. So when you can make those kind of plays, every catch gives you some momentum and some confidence. But when you make those big ones, I think it adds a little bit more.
How many stars do you give that celebration?
The celebration was pretty good, I have to admit. It was good.
A couple more, please. Two more.
You know, I think the deep ball is a dynamic we've worked a lot on. We've felt confident that was part of the reason to bring, you know, some of these guys in. And it just opens things up. I mean, it just opens things up. And it's hard to go 14, 12 play drives all the time. And so when you can have a play like that, I think it just brings a lot of energy, not only to the offense, but to our whole team.
What are the challenges of getting Vitae ready for a game on Thursday when you don't really even practice?
You know, I mean, I think it's the same. He's been working hard, getting enough reps here and there. as the process goes. That's the nature of a backup role. I mean, you got to be ready, and there's no excuses. So that's what we expect. That's what we demand. He still gets a lot of physical work, and we expect him to step up against a really good defensive end and play very well.
Is that also true for at the slot position? We've seen Nelson have two long touchdown receptions this year. Is that a dynamic you guys really have or passed as well?
No doubt. I mean, everybody thinks of the deep ball, you know, lining up outside and just running go balls. And, you know, today, in today's coverage world, there's a lot of different people are trying. What people try to do, what defenses try to do, is they try to cheat coverages. They take old school coverages and put new twists on them in order to compensate and cover certain concepts that offenses like. And the more you play a certain concept, sometimes it exposes you to other weaknesses. So as an offense, you look for ways that you can scheme when a defense is trying to distort a coverage to play a common concept. You can find a way to find another seam or crease, sometimes coming from the inside out, not just from the outside in.
Thank